Welcome to Zen Internet's free monthly newsletter. For more information on this month's newsletter and a list of links for each story, or to view past issues, please visit our website at zen.co.uk/zenmonthly. This month's miscellany of internet news, occasional tech tips, and commentary from across the web for independent professionals, small business owners, and home users features 10 selected story snippets, with article links for further reading, plus Search Engine of the Month, a regular feature since 2001. Moon Mission Crowd Appeal. A team of British scientists is crowdsourcing the funds to send a robotic probe to the previously unexplored south pole of the moon. The group aims to raise £500 million from the public, who, in return, will be able to have personal photos, videos, or even their own DNA placed in a time capsule that will be buried metres below the moon's surface. The primary aim of Lunar Mission 1 is to drill 20 to 100 metres down through layers of the moon's surface that have never been analysed before. The team is hoping to raise £600,000 on Kickstarter.com before Christmas to fund the first phase of the project. More than half of the early money target had been pledged by late November. For more information, go to Kickstarter.com and search for Lunar Mission 1. A day for TV. In case you missed it, Friday the 21st of November was World Television Day, and it was not brought to you by advertisers, an American network, or even the BBC. No, this was a United Nations-led initiative backed by the European Broadcasting Union, EBU, the Association of Commercial Television, ACT, and ECTA, the Brussels-based Association of Television and Radio Sales Houses. TV content is still enormously important to consumers. When it's done well, as it frequently is, it still causes a stir and gets people talking about it. And today, with online help, it's always available, whether you want it now or later, regardless of screen and location. In spite of forecasts to the contrary, the TV audience is growing, not declining. You can read more about the UN's reasoning behind the Television Day initiative at the dedicated website, worldtelevisionday.tv, and accept their invitation to share your views literally via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, etc., at worldtelevisionday.tv/tv-moments. Radio will have its day in February, by the way. 10 years of Firefox. The Mozilla Foundation is celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Firefox browser with the release of a special edition, adding new capabilities, including a forget button, to delete traces of recent activity. Available for Windows PCs, Macs, Linux systems, and even Android and Apple tablets and phones, Firefox has become the preferred browser for over 500 million users. A decade on, SitePoint reviews some of the reasons why so many people have opted for the browser that began life as an open-source version of just one item in the Netscape Communicator Toolbox. For more details, see SitePoint.com. Searching the Twitter Trove. Twitter has updated its search engine to make every tweet sent since 2006 accessible, meaning that its entire content, around 500 billion items, will be available to sift through online. If you're embarrassed by your early tweets, you can delete your entire account, or use Twitter's advanced search tool to locate particular messages for review and optional deletion. Gizmodo Australia, gizmodo.com.au, offers practical help with a useful how-to guide about digging out some of the old tweets that you might want to erase from the 9-year archive. Check out twitter.com/search. Twitter making tracks. Twitter is adding tracking to see what apps you have on your phone. If you don't like the idea, there are ways you can stop it. Twitter said it will be checking what apps its users have installed on their mobile devices so that it can better target content and ads to them. They added that users will receive a notification when the setting is turned on, and they can opt out if they wish. On iPhones, the turn-off setting is called Limit Ad Tracking. On Android phones, it's opt out of interest-based ads. The San Francisco-based company told users it will only check the apps they have installed, not any data from within the apps. Twitter said knowing what apps people have downloaded will help improve the suggestions it makes about what accounts to follow, and will also enable the addition of relevant content to their feeds, as well as better tailored advertising. Read more at techcrunch.com/twitter-app-graph. Copyblogger abandons Facebook. Listening to the advice you'll get from mainstream conventional wisdom will teach you that Facebook is an essential platform for marketers to help spread the good word about their brand. So why did one of the biggest brands in content marketing decide to kill its Facebook page and walk away? Find out why at copyblogger.com/buy-facebook. Quote, unquote. Making an argument or sharing a quote, it's helpful to be able to cite your sources. Once upon a time, that would have meant referencing something only found on a printed page somewhere, probably not within easy reach for your audience. Today, there's Quote, a new browser extension that takes linking to the next level by providing context. After installation, whenever you see relevant news, an important statistic, or brilliant photography that you want to share, Quote lets you highlight the content and reference it with a unique URL that it creates automatically for passing along. Quote is in beta testing for Chrome users. Versions for other browsers are in progress. Check out quote.io. Paying pals. Photo messaging app Snapchat will let you send money to your friends as well as self-destructing messages. The new service, called SnapCash, is touted as making payment faster and fun. It's the latest attempt by Snapchat, which recently launched ads on the platform, to move beyond messaging. The payment service launched in the US and on Android only, and you have to be over 18 and have a debit card to use it. The iOS app will launch next, and then the service will start rolling out to other countries, including the UK and the rest of Europe. For more details, see ibtimes.co.uk/1475436. EU seeking Google breakup. MEPs are considering whether Google is too powerful and needs to be split up. This might sound like something most people could agree with, until they actually stop to think about whether it really needs to be done or even could be done. But a Financial Times report confirmed last week that the European Parliament has realistic ambitions to break up Google. More precisely, it is likely to approve a draft motion calling for the European Commission to consider the unbundling of search engines from other commercial services as a solution to Google's dominance. Whether this would even work in practice is not clear. The German MEP Andreas Schwab, a long-time Google critic who is sponsoring the draft motion, told the FT that the practicalities still had a lot of unravelling to do. Read more at blogs.ft.com/tech-blog. Amazon versus Alibaba. Alibaba has become one of the largest technology companies in the world, achieving more than $240 billion in gross merchandise volume last year, more than Amazon and eBay combined. Although it's often called the Amazon of China, the search engine-based company's business model is actually very different, and it hasn't stayed in China. As can be seen with its UK search engine, uk.alibaba.com, Alibaba is based on a wide-open e-commerce platform where thousands of small businesses and suppliers can sell directly to individual or business customers. After gaining ground in the US and the UK, Alibaba will be challenging for market share virtually anywhere that Amazon has enjoyed years of undisputed dominance. For more information, see econsultancy.com/blog/65793. Search Engine of the Month. If you're looking for media in the public domain, content that you can freely and legally use, Creative Commons Search will help you find it. Creative Commons is a non-profit organisation that enables the sharing and use of hundreds of millions of works, from songs and videos to scientific and academic material, available to the public for free and legal use under the terms of CC copyright licenses. CC Search is a search aggregator offering access to search results provided by a number of independent organisations. Don't assume that all the results you will get will cover items under a Creative Commons licence. Some sponsored results may be served up as well. Check out search.creativecommons.org. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.